when Mordechai learned of the Gezeirah of Haman against all of Am Yisrael, so he said to gather together all the children that are learning in the Chadorim, Talmud Teres, and he wants to learn with them. And he was learning with them Hilchos Kmitzeh. And we're showing the kmitza, how you make a kmitza to the children. At that moment, the announcement came that Ahasuerus asked to call Haman, and that Mordechai should take him through the streets with Vush Malchus. He should dress Mordechai in the Vush of Malchus, and Haman should carry him through the streets and say, Kochi Yosel HaMelech Asher, Kochi Yosel Yish Asher HaMelech Chavitz V'Kvodek. So Dafke, at that moment when it became evident that Haman is falling before Mordechai, at that moment, Mordechai was learning Hilchos Kmitzeh. Why Dafke Hilchos Kmitzeh at that time? And why did Mordechai gather together all the children to learn with them at that time? It's clear from many parts of the Chazal when it deals with Purim, is that the reason why the Gezeirah came upon Am Yisrael is because they were weaker in learning Torah. Like it says, Alma ve'alma zebo. Mordechai sent to Esther to ask, Alma ve'alma zebo, where did the Gezeirah come from? So the Chazal said that means that it comes from the Luchas, where it says, Mizeh u'mizeh hem ksuvim. They were written on both sides. That's where this Gezeirah came from, because they were over on the Luchas. They were written Mizeh u'mizeh. It means they were over on the Kabbalah Satorah that was necessary for Am Yisrael to live with. The Kabbalah Satorah, where there's nothing else but Torah in their lives. Mizeh u'mizeh hem ksuvim. That's what we spoke a few weeks ago. That's the idea that the Luchas are written Mizeh u'mizeh. It shows a Kabbalah Satorah without any interference. Nothing intervenes between the Torah and the Neshomas. It goes all the way through the Luchas, and it goes all the way through the Neshomas. So if the Gezeirah of Haman happened upon them, it's because they weren't basic in Torah properly. And Vayova Amalek, it says, came after Vayilochem Yisrael Birefidim. Rashi on the place says, Shirofu Yudeim in Atur. When Klal Yisrael is Rofu in Atur, that's when Amalek comes upon them. That's the connection between Amalek and Limud Atur. The Kabbalah Satur, Klal Yisrael, is the antidote to Amalek. And therefore, Mordechai gathered together all the children of Shushan to learn with them, to be mechazik them in Talmud Torah. And he was learning the dinim of kmitza. What are the dinim of kmitza? The dinim of kmitza is that you take a little bit, a kmitza, a little in your fingers, a little bit of flour in your fingers, and you offer that on the mizbeach, and that is mechaper on the Jew that brings the mincha, and that is matir the rest of the mincha. That little kmitza is mekadish everything else. It turns everything else into kosher korban. So that comes to say that those who learn Torah, they could be a kmitza in Am Yisrael, but they are mekadosh the rest of Am Yisrael. So Haman said, "Your little kmitza, your hilchos kmitza that you were learning, the Torah you were learning, and the dinim of kmitza that you were learning, shows that your koyach haTorah, the koyach haTorah of a small group of people, even of children learning Torah, overcomes the koyach of Haman, koyach of Amalek." That's the Yisod. Amalek, the antithesis of Amalek is Talmud Torah. Because Amalek is Prik Asel Malchus Shemayim, and Talmud Torah is Kabbalah Asel Malchus Shemayim. Like the Rambam says, the reason why it's in in the parasha Kriyat Shema, because Talmud Torah is Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. It's a total involvement, absorption in Torah. It's the antithesis of the Prikas Sal Malchus Shemayim of Amalek. That's how it is. In Yonah D'Yoyme, there's a strong gzeire against Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and it affects the entire world. Kol G'deli Yisrael, Svardim, Ashkenazim, Litvish, all camps of Litvish, all got together last Sunday to be mispalel in Yerushalayim. There were Shishim Riboy, at least, Jews together, men, sitting, standing, and davening to the Rabbeinu Shleilam to be mevatel the gzeire that is impending upon them. What is that gzeire? That's a gzeire which is about to be passed by Knesset, whereby in 3 years, 2017, anyone who doesn't enlist in the army is subject to jail. He becomes a criminal. This is conditional on whether 5,200 Haredim go to the army every year until then. If they go 5,200, there won't be that gzera. But otherwise, there'll be a gzera, criminalization for someone who stays in yeshiva. First time in history, perhaps since the Romans, or maybe in communist Russia, it was the same thing which were. It becomes a criminal act to learn in yeshiva. And the Kol G'dayli Yisrael of Eretz Yisrael saw fit to make this rally to be mispalu and an implicit demonstration against this law, and even ordered the people, all the whole spectrum of Yiddishkeit, ordered the people not to go to the army if they're called up. Yeah. Why is that? Why do they do that? They're against going to the army, they're draft dodgers, they're afraid of their lives. What? They want others to die for them. That's not the reason. The reason is because the kiyum of Am Yisrael depends upon yeshivas. Without yeshivas, we have no Am Yisrael. In any community in Jewish history where yeshivas became bottle, Yiddishkeit became bottle. And if I care about yeshivas, became strengthened, Yiddishkeit got strengthened. The biggest evidence of this is the last 50 years in America. Yeshivas got strengthened, Yiddishkeit got strengthened. Before those 50 years, there was very few yeshivas or no yeshivas in America. Yiddishkeit was weak and on the way down. No kashrus, no taras hamishpoche, no Shabbos. 1940 has come out, no Shabbos, no kashrus, no taras hamishpoche in America. And since then, it's more than 50 years, it's 70 years, since then, it's grown because yeshivas have grown. So to be mevatel yeshiva, to take bochrim out of yeshiva, for whatever reason, is a destruction of Klal Yisrael. We can't stand by and permit Am Yisrael, chas v'shom, this to happen. Ki ech era b'ovdam molarati. That's what it amounts to. And the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael see this. American Gedolim also see it, but the Balabatim don't see it. Balabatim listen to that propaganda. Share the burden. You can't let your son stay alive and the others have to get killed. But if they would just think a little bit, what if there would be a law in Israel saying that you have to join the army, there could be no more doctors? Now, there can be no more lawyers, no more accountants. Would anyone permit such a law to pass about sharing the burden? Because there has to be doctors, there have to be lawyers, there have to be accountants for a country to function. There has to be Torah for a country to function. Klal Yisrael can't function without Torah. We're keeping Klal Yisrael alive. What kept Klal Yisrael alive for thousands of years so that there could be a state of Israel is the Limud HaTorah that we have, the yeshivas that we have. And when you not stand by to commit suicide, to close the yeshivas, so that people should not have a taina to us that we're not carrying the burden. Just like someone thinks that I'm a terrible person. I want to show them I'm a nice person. I commit suicide to show him how much I love him. Does that make sense? Closing yeshivas is committing suicide, no less. We can't commit suicide to have people love us. We can't destroy Am Yisrael for public relations. That's what it amounts to. We cannot have Bachrim go to yeshivas, go to the army. That's the negative, that not having Bachrim going to yeshiva, there's another aspect to it. It's what happens in the army. It's a negative influence of the army, the acculturation, the tivus they're exposed to, lack of tznius that they're exposed to. That's also enough to uproot Yiddishkeit. And the purpose is not the army. The purpose is not to get from Jews to go to the army. They want to change our way of life. They want us to stop being Haredim. It's been stated explicitly by many members of government, by judges. According to demographics, in 20 years we might be a majority in the country. We'll become a Haredi country. We have to stop that. We have to stop that by causing the Haredim to mix into the secular culture. First they cut the money off, didn't work. Now they're creating a jail sentence. And it's good, the jokes that say that we'll go to jail, have chavrusas, have shiurim yeshiva, it's not so pashut. When you're in jail, they can control you, they can tell you to do whatever you want, they can not give you svarim, they cannot let you learn b'chavrusa, they can try to drive you crazy as an example to the rest of the people that the people should go to the army. It's not a joke. I was in Eretz Yisrael, Bochum came over to me to ask me, I got a Tzav Gius, I got a mobilization card, I'm supposed to go to the army, what should I do? They weren't sure. I told them, stay out of the army, even if you have to go to jail. Because besides closing the yeshivas, there's an Aksa Masana aspect to it. There's an aspect of wanting to change the way of life, the Torah way of life of Jews. We can't give in to that either. So there was a rally in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a rally now in New York on Sunday. It was supposed to be last Sunday, the same time as the rally in Eretz Yisrael, but they couldn't get police permission. It was a short time, it was just 3 days. They couldn't get permission from the police to hold it. So this time, they got permission for this week, and all Rosh Hashivas Gedolei Yisrael agreed that it should be Sunday at 2 o'clock, Water Street, that's Lower Manhattan. There are going to be a rally of many Jews, tefillah kumat, no speeches, just like in Eretz Yisrael. We're not interested in making an impression with press releases, nothing. We want to do, there's three things we want to accomplish. Number one, we want to be mispalo. We have a tefillah of a tzibur that cares about Torah, it comes together, and is mispalo. Number two, we want to show the Yidden Eretz Yisrael that we're with them. We stand behind them. There'll be a big tzibur. It'll be a chizuk to them. We stand behind them, the Yidden in America. And number three, for ourselves, we have to do an act that shows us that we care about Torah. We're traveling to New York because we care about the kingdom of Torah in Eretz Yisrael. It bothers us. We don't just turn around, yawn, go to sleep. It bothers us. For ourselves, we need the chizuk. We need to ingrain in ourselves that Torah is in sakone, and we have to do whatever we can to be mispalel for it. Even though a minute of bittul Torah of a bocher bothers me. When a bocher comes late, 5 minutes of seder bothers me. I have tzar. But the bocher misses 5 minutes of learning. Nevertheless, it's kedai, my opinion, and others' opinion also, to spend a full day. We'll be back maybe 8 o'clock at night. It's kedai to spend a full day to ingrain upon ourselves the kovod haTorah, gadol shimushom yoseh milimudom, and also to be mispal b'tzibur, to be one ishli v'ayeyo yom ha'chazok, and to have ashpoah to show the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael that we're behind them. All of these things, these three things. And therefore, I urge the Bachrim to make every effort to go on Sunday to this to this rally. Yeshiva can't afford to pay fully the cost of the buses, but they're subsidizing him, and every bacher who wants to go can pay $25. He can pay it in installments, make if it's hard for him, pay it to defray the cost, at least large part of the cost of the buses. There'll be food, and you'll be able to learn on the buses and to speak in learning on the buses, which is not like the Beis Medrash. But a bochim should feel an achrayis to go. It's a serious thing. It's a threat to Torah and Eretz Yisrael. We have to do whatever we can to be mispalel and to register our feelings for others and for ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench us that we should always be zeichet to kovod HaTorah. We should be zeichet to the haromas keren HaTorah. People should realize what Torah is in our lives. Naturally, many people, maybe some people's parents will say, I don't see the point of going, I don't see what's wrong if they go to the army. But just imagine there would be a law in America that you can't go to college, they would be going to a rally. Yeah. So, we're dealing here with the lifeblood of Klal Yisrael. Lech knois es kol ha-yehudim, ha-nimtzim b'shushan. And Mordechai gathered together all the tenoikei she-beis chalbam to be mispalel and to learn to. That's what we're facing right now. Before Purim, Aleich Knois is Kol HaYehudim. That's what we're coming together for. Tzumu Alai, Shloish HaYomim. We're not Tzum, but we're Mispalo, and everyone wasn't told to do it in his own corner, but all the Yidin and Shushan got together at once. We have to get together. Therefore, I urge you to go to the Gaboyim and to register for this trip, so we'll know how many buses to hire and how much food to prepare for the bachrim who are traveling. And it should be done today, and Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeiche to a beetle of all Ixeris voice on Am Yisrael and to our homas, Keren HaTorah in Am Yisrael.